this is Training at the CI. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this is day 10. You believe it? I've been with Jewel a week, and my feet are kind of feeling like they want to fall off, so I'm taking my shoes off because after this, I'm looking at the menu, setting up my wake-up call, and calling it a night. We had a good solo route today with a few flub-ups from yours truly, mostly. So, yeah. Barricade could have been a bit better. There was a crossing that I kind of started up goofy on. Got us straight. Jewel got us straight. Then we went in the afternoon to work on escalators, which kind of... They might like it, but it's scary for me because I can never... I'm afraid I'm going to just get off at the wrong time, and yeah. I'd rather not have my dogs work at that much risk unless... Or my dog at that much risk. Forget about, you know, just her work. But my dog anyway, you know, because it's just... You know, yeah, we run off like hell like we did today. I mean, but... And then... Let's put it this way. It'd be, for me, if there's elevators and escalators in a place, I'll use the elevators. I'll turn around, have the harness handle up, you know, and we'll go on the elevator. Beats the heck out of the escalator where there's that little chance of getting her paw messed up here. And I heard moving sidewalks are not like escalators, and if they're one thing I just might do in case I'm a little concerned is see if there isn't something like that around here, just so I know how it works, because, you know, in the beginning I was concerned, that's all, about the moving sidewalks and if there'd be a problem with her, you know. But Ashley, you've told me that isn't a problem, but I guess this is just for my own benefit and not because I don't believe her. So yeah, it's just me being extremely cautious. I mean, I haven't had a dog in 3 years. Some stuff I've actually had to unlearn and relearn because either I've gotten into bad habits or the school does this stuff differently. And there's only some stuff like that. For example, most schools I know end up, you know, you can put the dogs on tie down and they can relax on either a bed or a mat or a rug or what have you. To teach go to your place and things of that nature, they use a crate, but they say that you don't have to use the crate when you get home. But they tell you where to buy stuff like that and all that wonderful stuff. So after we got done with escalators, we had some time, so I went down and took care of some financially type stuff, which was being a pain to do on Safari, so I used the library computer. And then we went up to PARK because so anyway, after that we had dinner. Oh, and by the way, we had a delicious quiche. We had ham, leek, and three cheese quiche at lunch, and cappuccino layer cake. At dinner, I had the salad plate because there was that Korean chicken I thought was going to be spicy, which evidently it wasn't. I had that. We had lemon meringue pie for dessert. Breakfast was French toast and bacon, which was good. I'm really hungry now for more of those cinnamon rolls, damn it. They were good because they had that nice gooey core of cinnamon and sugar kind of stuff. I'm still bad, but I the way I look at it, you know, this is where we learn how to do, you know, I can only do my best, and I have been eating fruit, you know, so, and vegetables, so yeah. I can, you know, the way I look at it, we've been walking, I've been getting up early, getting her groomed, after, and then I'll take my shower. So usually the schedule will go like this. Alarm, wake up call, and intercom will go off at them practically almost the same time. Actually, no. Intercom goes at 5:30. Both of the clock and the wake up call goes at 5:20. That way I can get up and get my stuff on, even if I tend to poke around because I'm quite not quite awake yet. The intercom comes on at 5:25 because they wake us up with some kind of song. So that's fine. So by the ideally by the end of all that, I'm ready to take us out to PARK. So yeah, that's the way that works. A couple of the things that I do before I go to bed is look at the menu and set my wake up call, because I notice if I don't have that 3-prong attack, I'm screwed in the morning. That way I have to go get the alarm. It's alarms by my head, but when I hear both those things, I know, hey, I've got to get my act together here. So I do the almighty pounce after I get done. I hear those. So then I hear that, get us out to PARK, take her in, get her groomed, then I go back up and take a shower and get ready for the day. So yeah. Another thing that happened after we did our last PARK. Oh, we had vet lecture too, by the way, after dinner. After vet lecture, we had some time to chill out for a little while. We did our last part-time. Might as well say it because she's over there sleeping. And so what happened after that, we got into clicker training. And thanks to you, Ashley, I learned how, how to do it. So basically I'll be teaching her how to get to doors, if there's any traffic control buttons or anything landmarky that I need to know about the route coming up, at home, especially not at home, because that's going to be too far. I mean, if the instructor comes out, I'm not going to be able to clicker train her that quickly. But I mean, with that other route, you know, that I take down through past the school, down crossing French and Gilliard. I mean, if she can show me something that I can clicker train to her, or something like that. No. I'm getting it all wrong. But anyway, things of that nature, things that are, you know. I'll get better at it, and I want to do some research anyway to make best use of it. So anyway, yeah, customer service desk, good place to clicker train, except for the fact that you got to hang that target. So yeah. Anyway, but we'll talk about that later on, you know, because I'm not done yet, and by a long stretch. We just did some simple exercises tonight, and I'm kind of tired, so I'm going to close this boom, and yeah, just had some, you know, but today was pretty good overall, so good night, everybody, and it looks like things are going all right. I asked Kristen about it because I wanted to make sure that we both are in good shape for this point in the class. Sometimes I do that just because I'm overcautious. So anyway, take care, you all, and we'll see you tomorrow for 11, day 11.
Clay/pause, button, 2, your clay/pause.
Yeah.
Pause recording, trim recording, dimmed, button. Trim recording, pause recording, button, 9 minutes and 25 seconds, attempt pause recording, button.